To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
I'm alone. I'm sticking. My fly's down.
Speaking of loneliness,
he's becoming isolated.
Very, very lonely.
Making the best of a bad situation. Think of it as an extended vacation. Yeah.
Welcome back. It's another week, and you know what that means. Another episode of Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. With your host, Eddie Young, and his son, Ben.
Over and over. One day indistinguishable from the next.
Like my yo-yo, like clothes in the dark. are listening to the Social Isolation Super Happy Funtime Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. My name is Bang. My man Eddie Yutz is in the house with me. Got to give it up.
What up, Bang? It's great to be here with you today.
Got to give it up, Eddie, to the Flying Sorcerer for our introduction.
Thank you, Flying Sorcerer. We love you. Keep the introductions coming. Keep the little snippets
straight out of Queensland
coming. Straight out of Brisbane. Planet Brisbane.
Banned in Queensland. He was. And first song we had for you this morning was Kate Bush with Cloud Busting from her masterpiece 1984 record, Hounds of Love.
And Cloud Busting, of course, was the brainchild of Wilhelm Reich, the psychoanalyst from Austria. In the first half of the 20th century, built a cloud-busting machine to make the clouds rain by harnessing orgone energy. Are you familiar with the concept of orgone energy, mate? And how it busts clouds to make rain?
I'm pretty sure my BMX runs on orgone energy. I love that. That'd be Wilhelm Reich. He made a guest appearance there in the film clip for cloud-busting, didn't he?
He did indeed. Did you know also that the Australian racing car driver, Peter Brock, isn't he your uncle? Is he your uncle? Uncle Brocky? Was he?
Not
sorry. Second uncle?
We're related somehow.
You know that Brocky was also a very big fan of this cloud-busting technology. And he actually developed crystals in his workshop while developing his super-fast engines for his racing cars. You can tell I'm quite up on all the good terminology for motorsports.
You're a big fan of motorsport.
And he believed in this stuff. This is a true story, though. He believed in these crystals and this stuff, and there's an amazing quote attributed to him that said, "It makes a shithouse car good."
Oh, man, what I wouldn't give for some of Brocky's crystals. right about now on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. We hope you've got some Brocky crystals happening in your breakfast cereal here on this Sunday morning. You're probably recovering from the Bob Dylan marathon that was here 2SER yesterday. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on demand at 2SER.com. It was 8 hours of hot Bob. Bill and Bruce put together. This is the 36th episode.
36th of the year Bob Dylan in a row. Marathon. Yeah. How amazing is that?
Obviously, 2SER has been going for 40 years. We celebrated our 40th birthday last year.
Correct.
And so for a great... I don't want to do the percentages on that because I can't. but for 36 of those years, we've been doing the Bob Dylan Marathon. I'm pretty sure it's 36 years straight as well. I don't know if they had like... Maybe they might have had, like, here we need to celebrate in the International Week of the Volunteer. There might have been 1 year amongst those 36 years where they had to pay dispute with 2SER, and Bill and Bruce didn't realise that they'd actually been doing it voluntarily. Do you reckon we're going to be doing the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour in 36 years?
Look, it's likely. I guess that would be, I'm not that good with maths, but a bit better than you maybe, and that would be about year 2056. Do you think we'll still be in social isolation then? Because if we're not, the show might lack some relevance.
Certainly relevance has never been our main problem. Did we get any emails this week?
We did get an email this week, actually. Bang, it's funny you should ask.
We got an email this week.
Email account every week. It's called, the Gmail address is Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour Radio at gmail.com. It's very easy to remember.
Oh, professional lot, aren't we? You got a Hotmail one as well?
Yeah, Hotmail works too, I think. And our listener this week, yes, anyway, but we had a listener. You said some stuff last week, Bang. I'm not sure how well you remember the content of last week's show, because I know that you sort of like to leave it all behind as soon as you walk out of the studio and get on with your life. But yeah, you said some stuff that offended one of our listeners. We're going to go later. I know we've talked about this earlier, and have you prepared an apology appropriately for this? Just try and make amends somehow?
I've prepared an apology. There are still questions there as to how appropriate it will be. So there'll be more of that a little bit later. We've got Ben Doran with the sports report. We've also got a new segment this week, Eddie Yutz.
Excellent, we do. We've got a very special traffic correspondent, His name's actually Max Traffic as well, and he does the traffic report. With a name like Max Traffic, you're going to end up either doing a traffic report for radio or perhaps television. I can't imagine any other careers.
Well, can't wait to hear from Max later on.
You're going to really enjoy it. We're going to hear a song now by Pulp. This is Babies on 2SER 107.3 FM. You're on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. It goes for an hour.
When I saw you next day, I really couldn't tell, 'cause you might go and tell your mother. And so you went with me, oh yeah, me was coming on. And I thought I heard you laughing when it's mom and dad were gone. I listened outside, I heard you, alright. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children. And you might be my girlfriend. Guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things were gone. I fell asleep inside, I never heard a call. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen, oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. I know you won't believe it's true. I'll wait for her, 'cause she looks like you, my God. Oh, I wanna take you home, I wanna give you children. You might be my girlfriend.
Super happy fun time.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Symptoms have been said to be heavy breathing, wild dancing, coughing. So when you hear the sound,
run for cover, motherfucker.
Ooh. Oh, daddy. Ooh. come. Pumps in the bump make you wanna hurt something. I can take your man, I don't have to sex some. Hang him out the window, call me Michael Jackson. I'm a pain in your rectum. I am that bitch y'all slept on. Heavy hit around, spitter call me rerun. Hey, 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 I'm what's happening. Hypnotic in my drink, that's right. Shake your ass till it stink, that's right. Mr. Moe's on the beat, that's right. Put it down for the street, that's right.
The Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff.
Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. This beat here will make it home, bump, jump. If you's a fat one, put your clothes back on before you start putting potholes in my lawn. Oh my gosh, I'm under attack like my name was Saddam. I am the bomb from New York to Milan, and now I can write a song sicker than Jeffrey Dawn. Touch my car alarm, breaking my car, you will hear Viper arm. I've been a superstar since Daddy King was raw. I'm live on stage, come on and give me some applause.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You all are so wonderful.
Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff. Pop that jiggle, that fat. Don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet.
Listen up, motherfuckers. You have 5 seconds to catch your breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Make that money, just keep it going like the Energizer Bunny. Shift that, shake that, move it all around. Spank that, yank that Dutch back now. Freak him, freak her, whatever your choice. Didn't come to judge, I came to get you moist. Scream, my voice is lost. Can I get a ride on a white horse? Come on, pass the Dutch, baby. Shake, shake, shake your stuff. That fat. Don't stop, get it till your clothes get wet.
Pop that.
That's a Dutch, baby.
Jiggle that fat.
What's up? You're listening to the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. Possibly you're also listening to us online at 2SER.com. Or you might have downloaded the 2SER app, which is available in your app store now. And it is free.
You could also be listening on the DAB Plus digital radio platform or iHeartRadio.
So many ways to listen. Missy Elliott there with Pass That Dutch. And obviously, no matter what format you're listening to the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour, let's also remember that when we say parental advisory, explicit lyrics on radio songs that you might be hearing at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning are retroactive. So sorry we didn't say there were some swear words coming up there, but Missy Elliott, she passed that Dutch and she also said some stuff.
Bang, we alluded to this earlier for listeners who have been with us from the start of the show today. On last week's program, you made some disparaging comments about a certain community. And that community has responded with anger, and rightly, we've discussed this earlier this week, and you've made the big decision, the right decision to apologise for this incident. I'm going to leave it with you. I know you've got something prepared.
Indeed, in the tradition of all the great apologies from Australia's media personalities, I would like to apologise for the fact that you were offended by this. Last Sunday, 17th of May 2020, at around 11:43 a.m., I regretfully spoke without a full understanding of the implications. I thought it was a throwaway line. The conversation with my colleague Eddie Yates, I made some comments about cows being unable to use smartphones because of their hooved feet. After the episode aired, we were sent an email to the email address, which is, of course, Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour Radio Show at gmail.com. That's social isolation, super happy fun time, our radio show at gmail.com. From, I guess there's no other way to say this, from a cow. And this cow made contact with us just to say that she could indeed use a smartphone and questioned my own intelligence as to why I would use such terrible language. So, as stated, I apologise for the fact that you were offended. And in an effort to make things right, I've extended an invitation for the cow, who's named Daisy, to come into 2SER for a recording of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
I don't mean to laugh. Serious stuff.
It's serious stuff. But seriously, if you're going to be a cow, look, and operate a phone, why would you choose to go under the name Daisy? Anyway, Daisy declined. Daisy declined. And we've sent them a box of grass as an apology. That's organically grown grass, that one. Taken from the Eddie Yatt's backyard at harvest time. Eddie does himself a fine line in turf if you're looking for anything. If any of your putting green out the backyard's looking a little brown,
just send us an email.
Give Eddie Yatt's a call.
Yeah,
give us a call and he'll come on round.
Just give Eddie Yatt's a call. You can actually send me an email, bang. It's Eddie Yatt's turf good times at gmail.com. Sorry, interrupting there. I just wanted to get a plug in. Everyone's got to have a side hustle.
Just good with setting up these email addresses. Yeah, they do.
It's free.
But anyway, Daisy didn't want to come into the studio, but did offer to take the take a phone call. So let's get Daisy in here.
Ringing.
She's not picking up. Let's go to a track. This is Gwen Guthrie with Seventh Heaven. Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. 2SER.
107.3 FM.